We've been reporting on the high costs of childcare, how families are struggling to pay for it, and how low salaries for early childhood educators make it difficult for teachers to stay in the profession. In San Francisco, a new tax is addressing both those issues. Daisy Nguyen of member station KQED reports.
In a spacious backyard in San Francisco's Ocean View neighborhood, two teachers are leading a guessing game in Spanish.
Es un animal que vive en la granja. Es alta, tiene cuatro patas.
They're asking this group of 10 young children to name an animal.
Leche de ella. ¿Qué es?
Vaca.
Corey Santillan is the lead teacher and owner of La Bamba Preschool, set in the ground level of her hillside home. Inside, the classroom has a toy kitchen, little tables and chairs, and a reading nook. Outside, there's a slide and a wooden deck where the kids gather for circle time. And while many childcare providers in California are struggling to stay afloat, Santillan is now making improvements to her business.
I feel that I can afford to hire an extra staff so we can have support to do that one-on-one work with the children that need it.
Some of her students are on the autism spectrum and need a calming place when they experience sensory overload. So she's also building a therapeutic room.
With the pandemic, we see the children are facing many challenges of being isolated for 2 years. So we have children who have more needs than before. We have children with speech delay, gross motor delay.
She's been able to do all this thanks largely to city funds collected under Baby Prop C, a commercial rent tax to support the city's goal of providing early care and education for all San Francisco children. Those funds have boosted wages for early educators. They typically start at $18 per hour, but by 2025, they'll earn at least $28 per hour. The funds also paid for more subsidized childcare. This puts San Francisco further along than the rest of California in reforming the childcare system, says Weimin Wong, deputy director of the city's Department of Early Childhood.
It used to be just a couple years ago that you could make no more than, say, $75,000 as a family of four to qualify for a subsidy. And so we've almost doubled that over the last couple of years.
Wong says the city is now covering childcare for middle-income families, including a family of four making up to $150,000 a year. Washington, D.C. and New Mexico are among some other places that are relying on a tax to improve childcare workers' wages.
This is not some luxury that, you know, you can do without.
Wong says San Francisco's Baby Prop C has helped increase access for parents. They'll likely deal with shorter wait lists for childcare. The tax raised $160 million for early care and education last year, but that number is expected to fluctuate due to high vacancy rates in downtown shops and office buildings since the pandemic.
I think at this point, almost every family knows, every parent, every caregiver knows that early education is essential to sort of getting kids, you know, a leg up in terms of getting ready for school, and by virtue of that, ready for life.
To get this funding, childcare providers like Corey Santillan have to meet high-quality standards like carefully tracking a child's development, communicating regularly with parents about their child's learning, completing training in diversity and equity, and they have to agree to serve low- and moderate-income families. About half of the kids in Santillan's program are learning Spanish as a second language, starting as early as two. In the early 2000s, Santillan immigrated from Veracruz in Mexico and taught in elementary schools. Then she became a parent, and that in part led her to create this preschool community.
Seeing my child's needs made me feel that I had to step up and take on the challenges of being a parent, an immigrant, and having to meet my child's needs. Then I learned that I was not the only parent in that situation. There is many like me.
Santillan focuses on developing the whole child, which is why Katie LeBlanc chose her preschool.
She's growing compassionate children. She's, you know, teaching curious children, and she's
teaching them things like social justice, environmentalism, art, dance, sports. And she has, brought the forest to her backyard.
LeBlanc says when she caught pneumonia this recent winter, Santillan volunteered to transport her son to and from school.
So without that support, I don't even know if I would have recovered as fast.
When she got better, she said she went back to work, reassured that her son was under the care of someone who's like family. For Here and Now, I'm Daisy Nguyen.